This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Nature Bee. Hey, it's Big O. In a virus-filled world, boost your immune system the way I have for 20 years. 2 capsules a day, sustained energy all day long. Order at naturebee.com and use my code Big O for free shipping. Naturebee.com.
So Tucker's gone to Philadelphia. And I got to tell you, some of the options I've been reading from the guys, I'm not a TJ Warren guy. He's been a sack of injuries. He's more of a small forward. I wouldn't play him at power forward. Jay Crowder, that's still an option. Harrison Barnes, not bad. Miles Turner would be a guy that I think he's kind of underachieved in Indiana. Maybe they can make him better here. John Collins, I would love. I still have a, you know, if Atlanta's going to keep everybody, then fine. But I just kind of get a feeling that they're going to move John Collins. But here's the most important part about all of this going on. There's enormous pressure on Pat Riley right now. And he doesn't have enough ammo to compete with Phoenix and to compete with Toronto for the services of Kevin Durant. Now, if Kevin Durant says, I only want to go to Miami, maybe he can create a problem for them. And then that would help Miami, but that's not the case. And, it, you know, from the reports, they say Suns are his first option, and the Suns have more picks, and they have more young players to deal, and so does Toronto, including Barnes. So they have sexier returns. And then the Donovan Mitchell thing is still kind of hiding in the background. And then we saw the Rudy Gobert trade, and we'll get to that. So Donovan Mitchell, is he part of a rebuild or is it part of a retooling of the team? Because Royce O'Neal getting traded, that was one of your better 3-and-D guys on your team. And now they acquired a shit ton of guys in that trade. I mean, they acquired guys that Patrick Beverley can play defense. You know, Jared Vanderbilt, they got Beasley. They've got a bunch of guys, Balmaro, Walker, Kessler. They've got 3 unprotected first rounders. I mean, so what are they doing? Are they retooling or are they tearing down and reloading? You know, and what they're doing is getting in return, trying to at least create a competitive team once they trade their stars. And it's the thing that we haven't heard, and we haven't heard if Donovan has requested a trade or not. We don't know. Remember, him and Gobert weren't really, you know, two peas in a pot, right, like they say, or they weren't necessarily like hand in glove, whatever you want, whatever saying you want to use. So it wasn't the perfect partnership. So I don't think he's sad that Gobert is gone, but it's what are you doing now to try to compete with everybody else? And if you see Phoenix is about to get Kevin Durant and Golden State is Golden State, then where do you stand in Utah? See what I'm saying? But it's here's where the pressure builds for Riley. Jimmy Butler, man. Jimmy Butler. You have already used up 3 years of Jimmy Butler, who already got here with a lot of mileage on that body. Okay? The extension that he signed, at one point or another, it's not going to look good anymore. I don't know when it is. I don't know when Father Time catches up to the man, but he plays so damn hard. We all admire the hell out of Jimmy Butler. But you see, he's getting banged up. You see, there are issues with him. So you've got maybe one more year that you can pull out of him, because I don't know what you're going to get in those final 2 years. And you already ruined this year already. Technically, it wasn't ruined because they maxed the team. They had a great year for us in our case. But in his case, in Riley's case, he's trying to win a title. So he couldn't win the title this year. So what does he do next year? And if he can't make the move, you and I know then they're not contenders. If they don't get Donovan Mitchell or Durant, they're not contenders. They'll be really good, but they're not going to be contenders. Unless you tell me you're saving Caleb, Strus, and Gabe are going to make monumental improvement. like earth-shattering improvement that two of the guys are going to be borderline all-stars or something, then I tell you, okay, well, then maybe Miami's all right. But that's a lot to expect of those young guys. They already showed us a lot last year. They just need to build a little bit on that. But you can't put the weight of the world on those guys. That's unfair. So here's where the pressure builds for Riley. Because the door of opportunity is closing, and closing quickly. Because Jimmy Butler will not be the same player 2 years from now after he has more wear and tear and more playoffs and everything else. And he only has one gear. He can only play one way. That's the only way. He's not crafty enough to learn how to play farther and farther from the basket. He can't do what Wade did and then Vince Carter did in his career and those kind of things. That's not who he is. He doesn't have that kind of stroke. So this is where the pressure really builds on Riley, because you sold your soul and tied it to older players. Well, then now your opportunity and your window's very, very small. And the options are drying up for Miami. So the question is, does the desperation go up? And I would imagine that there is a certain level of desperation that is setting in for Riley. Time is no longer on your side. You can't sing the Stones here. Time is on your side. No, it isn't. It's not. The clock is ticking. The sands of the hourglass are going through. These are the NBA days of our lives, and you better take advantage of it right damn now. So I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to have to do something, because like I told you earlier in the week, if you don't make the move, they're still going to have a good season, but deep down inside, we know that the end game is no shot at a championship. Not the way Phoenix is going to improve if they get Durant. You already have Golden State. Philadelphia's now improved. Boston has improved. They ended up getting Brogdon. That's going to help them out. You know, so everybody's making moves. Miami has not made moves. Miami has gotten worse. They haven't gotten better. Losing PJ Tucker, you got worse. How do you get better than that? You got to get better than when you had PJ. Now you've taken a step back. Clock is ticking, man. Tough position that Riley is in right now. Really, really, really tough position for Riley, I got to say.